Here's some presidential campaign arithmetic. 5 days left, as many as a dozen states where polls show the race to be extremely close, and still just 2 major party candidates for president and 2 for vice president.
How do you get the message out to voters with real live campaign appearances in all these tightly contested states with so few candidates? Enter the surrogates. Our colleague Robert Siegel is in New Hampshire with some of them this week.
At the University of New Hampshire Survey Center in Durham, there is a poll being taken.
My name is Bethany. I'm calling for the WMUR-UNH Granite State poll.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Independent, Republican, or something?
In New Hampshire, that's like saying, the sun rose today. The nation's self-designated political laboratory, home of door-to-door primary campaigns and nowadays wall-to-wall political ads, is one non-stop polling sample. And the polls are close enough to warrant a visit this past Monday by Senator Kerry, another Kerry visit on Sunday, and one scheduled for tomorrow by President Bush. Andy Smith is the director of the Survey Center.
We're in the field right now at the tracking poll, and we're seeing it neck and neck, and it's likely to stay that way throughout the final week.
Is it close within the margin of error?
Oh, absolutely. It's close to the matter of a single point.
So, in between those star turns by the candidates themselves come the supporting roles and cameo appearances of a presidential campaign.
Don't want to be bothering you, Jen. How are you doing today?
It's good. Morning.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing here.
I'm reinforcing a mech assembly that's eventually going to go into a jet.
Do it well. You got to be careful.
Very nice to meet you, Governor.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
At the Jewel Instruments plant in Manchester, New Hampshire, Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, a Republican, addresses the employees. Jewel is a high-tech firm that makes avionics for military aircraft.
President Bush is good for New Hampshire, he's good for America, he's good for our national defense, and he's good for our economy.
Political scientist Jennifer Donahue of St. Anselm College says the economy registers differently with New Hampshire voters than with voters elsewhere.
This state is a focus group of highly educated people who make on average $12,000 more than the rest of the nation. This state is fiscally conservative. The economy is outperforming almost any other state in the nation. Unemployment is 3.7. Personal income growth is 5%. The numbers in New Hampshire are very strong compared to the other battleground states.
On Wednesday, Governor Romney squeezed in 3 campaign appearances in this state. On the Bush, New Hampshire campaign bus, he talked about this peculiar role of the stand-in candidate.
The surrogates may not draw a great crowd, but in some cases we're able to create enough of a media event to respond to the candidate himself. I was out in Iowa, in Des Moines. John Kerry had a big rally there with some 15,000 people or so, and we had a small event with maybe 20 people, and yet the evening news showed both shots, so it may well have some effect.
Same campaign, same bus, different day, different surrogate.
So please, give a great friend to America and a great friend to the president, U.S. Senator Zell Mill from Georgia, a terrific New Hampshire welcome.
Georgia Senator Zell Miller may be a Democrat for Bush, but he is red meat for a partisan crowd of 150 or so. They are gathered at Promises to Keep, a wedding hall in Derry, New Hampshire. The name alludes both to marital vows and to the fact that the poet Robert Frost owned a farm nearby as a young man.
I have said and I'll say again, I don't think any of us will ever participate in an election that is this important to the future of the world.
Back in the bus, Senator Miller would still have miles to go before he would sleep. A plane to Maine. The next day he would campaign alongside the president in Pennsylvania and Ohio. He has campaigned in many states.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been a lot of different places. I've been in New Mexico, Florida, West Virginia, and other places, but I can't list them all.
Zell Miller and Mitt Romney are just 2 of the Bush surrogates to work in New Hampshire. There's also been John McCain, Rudy Giuliani, and George Pataki. And the Democrats do it too. Again, political scientist Jennifer Donahue.
The Kerry campaign has had surrogate events that have used movie stars and celebrities, and particularly those that reach out to women. They've had Sharon Stone up with a group of female politicians. They've had Paul Newman. Even the selection of John Edwards and the sending of his wife to New Hampshire so many times, she's been here a lot. She's becoming like wallpaper in New Hampshire.
And to the list of Kerry surrogates, add Del Sandusky.
You guys know where you're going? I'll follow you.
On a frosty New England morning this week, Mr. Sandusky boarded a van in Concord and rode north to a VFW post in Franklin, New Hampshire. Sandusky piloted the Swift boat that John Kerry commanded in Vietnam. He is one of Kerry's band of brothers, and he has traveled the country speaking on behalf of his one-time officer.
Most of my stuff is union things or veterans events. I go around the country and tell people, you know, the truth. John Kerry, the warrior. John Kerry, the man.
The group at the VFW post is small, two dozen people altogether. Del Sandusky speaks quietly and, like Senator Zell Miller, recites the message to the already converted.
What can we do to help the average person, to help John Kerry get elected?
Grab a Republican by the neck and shake him. Talk to all your friends and relatives, your in-laws and your outlaws, anybody that'll listen. Because some people say, oh, well, my vote's not going to count. This is the most counting election, you know, in our memory. For most of us, the most important one of certainly the last 30, 40 years. Because, you know, we're in the middle of a stupid war that a stupid man started. And the only way we're going to get it out is John Kerry's intelligence, John Kerry's honor, integrity.
Such comments illustrate another virtue of surrogate candidates. They say things the candidates themselves would never say. And then there is the family.
A warm welcome to Ms. Vanessa Kerry.
Hopping from one New Hampshire campus to another this week was John Kerry's daughter, Vanessa. She's on leave from Harvard Medical School. She's 27 and poised beyond her years at this. An overflow crowd of well over 100 Franklin Pierce College students packed a lounge in the administration building to hear her talk about her father. She speaks about what she learned about the uninsured from working in an ER and about Social Security, a subject she says she had to bone up on. When she takes questions, a young man asks, can you look me in the eye and tell me that a vote for your father is not a vote for the draft?
I can absolutely look you in the eye and tell you that. I grew up the daughter of somebody who went to war, and I am somebody who has grown up with the legacy and the sadness and the pain of war, and I've seen it in my father. It is something that makes him so sad that we are fighting a war today. I promise you, my father, more than anything, just wants to protect the American people. Thank you.
It's a lot of coffee, a lot of time in a minivan, spilling food on yourself. And in all seriousness, it's been an incredible opportunity. I've had a chance to travel this country and to talk about somebody I truly believe in, my father. I think really, hopefully, be a part of history. If I can just energize people to go out in these last hours and to talk to people or to make sure they show up at the polls, or just thank them for what they've done to date, that means a lot to me as well.
These surrogate appearances can possibly galvanize the faithful, possibly convert a waverer or two, and they certainly boost campaign coverage in the local media. As to whether they are really worth the effort, the New Hampshire political experts we spoke with said pretty much the same thing. When it's this close, anything might help.
Our colleague Robert Siegel in New Hampshire.